Physical education classes in Minneapolis schools no longer require laps around the gym. Students can instead fulfill their phys ed requirements in front of the computer at home. Yeah, we wondered the same thing. How does one tone muscles and burn calories and otherwise nurture a growing human body by staring at a computer monitor and clicking a mouse? Jan Broughton is the lead PE teacher in the Minneapolis School District. She's on the phone. Hi, Jan.
Hi there.
I'm real skeptical. How does this work?
Well, what we require of the students is that they do 30 minutes of sport or activity 5 days a week. Each student gets a heart rate monitor, and they also get a pedometer, and they use that to gauge their level of activity, and they need to load that into the computer, and then that goes to the online course instructor, who are our Minneapolis physical education teachers. They also need to get their activity piece signed off on by a coach or a parent or a trainer at a YMCA or YWCA. So we do monitor this. We also do a baseline fitness and a midline fitness and an end-of-the-course fitness exam.
And the students are then graded on the cumulative effects of the learning and the physical activity, right?
Yes. The course is rigorous academically. There are assignments that go into the Dropbox. The teachers are in touch by telephone. There's at least 3 face-to-face meetings with the teachers of the course. So there's actually a lot of one-to-one contact. And some of the parents have said that it's like having a personal fitness trainer for their children.
Why did you decide to offer gym class online?
Well, one of the reasons was it's increasingly difficult for our students to fit all of their coursework that's required into their schedules. They have a lot of course requirements, so we're trying to give them another option. And it's not at all to replace the face-to-face classes that we have in physical education. It's really just to offer them another option, and it's been greeted very enthusiastically.
Isn't it possible to cheat? I mean, how do you know that the students aren't going to put the heart monitors and the pedometers on the dog?
I think the phone conversations between the teacher and the student and all of the online contact, and there's also contact with the parents of the students. And so we really try to monitor that. And if a student comes in at a fitness level and by the end of the semester their fitness level is down, obviously, you know, they have not put in the hours that they need. But we really are trying to have a lot of integrity in this course because it is kind of an oxymoron, and it's definitely a new idea in physical education. And I've been a teacher for 32 years in physical education, so I had to be sold on it myself. But it seems to be going very well. It's a dynamic course that's constantly changing as we figure out new ways to present it.
Jan Broughton is the lead teacher for physical education in the Minneapolis School District. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.